Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's the 95 BFM Small Top 10. Take it away, Amelia.
It is my complete and utter honour to be joined this evening by Sum of Hospital Sports. Hello, Sum of Hospital Sports.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Thanks for having us.
Would you like to give some more personal introductions than that for the listeners?
My name's Danny. I'm the guitarist and vocalist of Hospital Sports. Got...
And Nick, the drummer of Hospital Sports.
On my right.
And Danny's on my left.
Yep.
Beautiful. It's that kind of partnership that you get only from being in a band together for a long time.
About 10 years.
So what have you brought for us this week for the small top 10? What are we talking about tonight?
We've got a top 10 of Limmy's sketches. So Limmy from Limmy's Show, if anyone knows that. It's our favourite show. Yeah. It's our favourite show in the world.
Anyone that knows us personally will know that we are very obsessed with Limmy.
Yeah.
I feel like you could give some explanation as to like what Limmy's Show is, what it's all about, but I feel like we have audio, and so we should just play this. I'll play this audio sketch of your number 10.
Yep.
And I think the listeners will get a pretty solid idea from that.
Sweet.
Here we go. Technical things.
So,
Seamus.
Christine's pregnant.
Oh, really? Congratulations, mate. When's it due?
30th of August, we think.
And do you know what it is? Yeah, boy, lassie?
No, it's too early for that. Listen, we were thinking, if it is a boy, maybe name him after you.
No. No, don't do that. You serious?
Aye, if you listen, knowing your honour or nothing, but, you know, your name came up and it's got a nice ring to it. Seamus McPhee.
Seamus?
Aye.
But my name's no... All right, his name's Seamus McPhee, you're using my name for his middle name.
No, I'd be a bit daft, eh? Seamus McPhee.
Seamus? All right, his middle name is Seamus, you're using my name for his first name, so it's like Brian Seamus McPhee.
Brian?
Aye.
Why Brian?
I thought you said you're using my name.
Aye, but... All right, is your middle name Brian?
No. What are you on about?
What are you on about?
My name's no Seamus.
Aye, it is.
Right, you're starting to freak me out now.
No, you're starting to freak me out.
What?
What?
Did you have a nice night?
Aye.
Some pasta in the microwave if you want it.
Thanks.
Seamus, have you got the number for...
What did you say?
I said, have you got the number for...
For that.
Just say your name.
Witches.
Seamus.
Hey, what's going on? Did you put me up to this?
Did who put me up to what? Seamus, what's...
Hey, I'm off. Make up a room, please.
And is it just for the night, Seamus?
What? Seamus? 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 I hate that name! My name's no Seamus! God, everybody stop calling me Seamus! One day, they flip it. They just can't take it anymore. So for the sake of your Wayne, please, don't call them Seamus.
Yeah.
So sum it up.
That's a pretty solid introduction to the strange Scottish world of Limmy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not quite the best one, so it's got that number 10.
What is your criteria for best?
Well, it's got a broad range of...
Yeah, cause I was
comedy stylings.
I was going to say there's like, you know, there's some social commentary. There's there's some longer kind of wordier pieces. There's ones where people get hit in the head with like a brick.
Yep.
is there one kind of clear line through this or is it just like the laughometer?
Pure obscurity.
I like the ones with like realism.
You want to look cool to the Limmy fans.
I like the ones with a bit of like realism.
Yeah.
Like the ones where you can sort of relate.
To relate, yeah.
We're like, if my name was Seamus, I also...
Yeah, like that. Like sort of thing. You don't want to name your kid Seamus.
All right. Should we check out?
9.
Number 9.
What is it?
Frantically looking at the list.
It is Just Be the Doug.
Okay,
so pretty much, he's got a lot of wisdom to impart in this one.
Yeah, he's sort of controlling a spaceship up in the sky and controlling a few things and just causing chaos down on Earth. But yeah, he's making people lose their second sock, if I remember correctly.
Yep. Yeah, that's one.
Just causing havoc. Just being Limmy.
Just being
he's a bit of a character, and that's, I guess, what we like about him.
I love the juxtaposition between this gadget itself and then the kind of the dispassionate description of precisely what happens in this gadget. It's very... I mean, it's giving people a solid idea. People lose their second sock.
Yeah.
Is there...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he just delivers some wisdom after that. He just goes like, just be like the dog. Just be a bit free in life. Don't worry about the small stuff.
Yeah.
You know, just
don't have a heart attack if you lose a sock, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, that's kind of beautiful. That's a lesson we could all take home.
Definitely. Lost a fair share of socks in my life.
Is there a philosophical lesson in Seamus, or is it just don't call your child Seamus?
That's it, man.
Pretty much. Apologies.
All right, sweet as.
Eight.
In at number eight.
Number eight is Americanisms. So in this video, he is just pissed off at people who call dairies convenience stores.
Pharmacies.
Stuff like that.
Drug stores.
Yeah.
Things are called in his hometown to what people have started calling in his hometown, but with Americanisms.
Yeah, and so it's quite annoying, to be honest.
Do you have any personal pet hate Americanisms?
No.
No comment. And I guess because we're in New Zealand, we get a bit of both worlds as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, we do get some Americanisms in New Zealand, but we also get, you know, isms from the rest of the world. So we end up with this sort of hybrid down in New Zealand. So we're sort of, I guess, immune and are used to a lot of these isms that are given to us.
I still think if I heard someone call a pharmacy a drugstore, I'd have a small moment.
Right?
No,
yeah.
Me too.
There's there's certain lines that you just don't cross.
Yeah. That being one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Seven.
Seven is just drap it. So
is that like transcribed from this? Can you do a Scottish accent?
Can you do it, Danny?
No.
Can you do the?
No, I can't.
I know a poor one.
Come on! I want to hear the attempt.
Just drap it.
Just gonna drap it.
Just go ahead and drap it.
That was much better than the two of us.
He doesn't give himself credit.
I can't do a Scottish accent.
He practices.
Yeah.
So what's the gist of drap it?
So in this one, he is getting a pound of bacon, and in the middle of that, he just sort of goes like, hold on.
No context. just stops the show.
Then he starts going like, if you're talking about wallpaper, just kind of drop it or something. It's like, and it's just like... really relatable. I love that.
None of it makes sense, but the two
but
paired together it's just beautiful. It really just does it.
Mm. Check it out.
Do you want to play this one?
We'll play that.
Yeah, let's have a clip.
Malteser.
Go to a clip, have a Malteser.
Sorry to interrupt the show, folks. Sorry, but I've got a cracking idea. See, the next time you're having a conversation with one of your mates, a wee trivial conversation, ask them to just drop it. They're just going to drop it. Right, no matter what it is you're talking about, let's say you're talking about wallpaper, right? Just come across, wallpaper is just a bit of a touchy subject for you right now, right? So let's say they're saying, oh, I bought this lovely flowery wallpaper, cost a fortune, lovely, lovely wallpaper, go like that. Wallpaper? Why are you talking? Just gonna drop it. Just gonna drop it. What have I said? Just glad. Just alright. Just. I'm fine. Just give us a minute, eh, mate. Just give us a minute. Just there. Keeps you interesting.
Keeps it interesting.
I personally would quite like to try that. I feel like that's.
Yeah.
You can't really argue with just drop it.
Yeah, it just moves things along. Just, you know.
It's a straight cut.
None of the bullshit. Just
fuck's
sake.
I mean, I never thought I would be such a fan of telling it like it is comedy.
Yeah. Very straight up.
All right.
Oh,
shit.
Six.
Annoying shop assistant. So in this one...
I'm sorry, I'm just really enjoying the very straight descriptions of exactly what happens. One of the early small top tens was K-pop haircuts. Oh. And there was just long descriptions of hair. It was beautiful. Yeah. So please.
This one.
Annoying shop assistant.
What happens in this one? So it's just sort of like, he's got this customer. Lemmy's got this customer and he's sort of looking at three stereos, I think.
Yeah.
Stereo systems.
Yes, it's coming back.
And he's going I'm thinking of buying one of these.
There's a low end range, there's a mid range, and there's a very high end range of this particular product. And as the customer is choosing and trying to get some idea on which one he should pick, Lemmy's basically sitting there and going, and the low end one and the middle one sort of, and the high one is what's the high one?
He just goes like, you know, it's just sort of what people do in stores, like when you're shopping and stuff. Mm. So, it's good.
is there any reason why this is beat out some of the? I mean, we had some wisdom. We had some, you know, like why? No, what's brought this up to number six?
Because
this one is essentially just funny noises.
Yeah.
Is it the purity of it?
It might be the purity and the content. Yeah. But I think it's the context of it too, because you can see the frustration on the customer's face as well if you do watch the video. To the point where he doesn't actually choose any of the products because he's so frustrated with the assistance he's been given.
A relatable experience, and from thence comedy arose.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Okay, we're going to take a break and listen to some music, but we will be back soon with the rest of the Small Top 10 Lemmy's Show sketches.
Number six.
Your number six tonight is hospital sports. Oh, they're here in the room with The Silence is Deafening.
Oh, You're watching Adventure Call. My name is Falkenhoof, and I will be your guide on your quest. And it's a special quest this evening, as we try out for the very first time, Smelly Vision, using the Adventure Call scratch and sniff cards available to purchase at all good news agents. So let us begin. Greetings, Line 3. What is your name, Traveller?
That's really new.
Alright,
Falkenhoof, my name's Emma.
Greetings, Emma. Are you ready to begin your quest?
No, not yet. I can't find the cards. Gonna check. Gonna just turn up and check. I told you, I got them, my dad was sitting on them.
Ah, buried treasure, so to speak. Are you ready to begin?
Aye, that's me now.
Very well. You have been poisoned by Voldesad. Your eyesight is fading. You must use your sense of smell to help you find the only known cure, the white dragon rose.
Right.
Traveller, on card number one there is a panel for west and a panel for east. Scratch out these panels and follow your nose.
All right. I'm scratching out west. East.
And what do you smell?
It smells of shite.
It shouldn't.
Hold on. Dad, did you fart in these? Oh, you're disgusting. But I farted on them, it smell of shite.
Okay, would you like to cancel the game?
No, I might not get on again. I'll sniff it again, hold on. It smells like my dad's done a shite, but east smells flowery, like he sprayed air freshener after it.
You go east. Your nose leads you to the white dragon rose. You pick it up, but you must run, for you feel the presence of a dragon. Quickly, Traveller, scratch out the north and south panels of card 2 and run away from the smell of the dragon.
Not again. This one's worse. What does a dragon smell like? Is it like fire?
Yes.
I have to run away from it?
Yes.
Head north then. North smells of farts, but south smells like when my dad farts after a fag.
You run north. In your haste, you drop the white dragon rose. You must find it fast, for you're now completely blind. But be careful where you step. Nearby is the ogre's latrine.
What's a latrine?
It is a kind of toilet.
Oh, no.
This is the last card, Traveller. Card number 3. Scratch out east and west. Avoid the ogre's latrine, and you will win.
Right. It's stinking. I've not even sniffed it yet. Dad, what'd you do that for? My dad's just farted again. I can't do it.
I understand.
No, I'm going right west.
Can you smell the flower? Yes. Would you like to go west?
I don't know. I'll scratch east.
You don't have to.
East.
Michelle, get him off.
Let's take another call.
Oh my goodness. You're listening to 95BFM. We are in the middle of the small top 10, and what you just heard was the number 6.
Number 6, yeah.
Number 6, the 6th best Lemmy's show. Wait, sorry, number 5, the 5th best.
Oh,
let's
right,
give it
yeah.
its due, the 5th best Lemmy's show sketch. I think that is possibly... Maybe not that specific one, but that series is one of my favourites.
Absolutely.
With Falkenhoof.
Falkenhoof.
Guiding you on your adventure.
And Jester.
Yeah, no, he's just great. I just, I don't know what to say about him.
TV presenter taking live calls and doing an adventure.
Mm-hmm. It always reminded me of those, like, and this is going to make me sound like an old pervert, but but in like the late 90s, early 2000s, late at night on TV, there would be like women who were like, call me up, and the number is on the thing, and they're just sitting around in lingerie being like, oh, give me a call, talk to me live on the air. And that's like, I feel like Falkenhoof is like that, but for people who are turned on by Dungeons and Dragons.
Absolutely. Yeah.
No, definitely.
That sums it up. Yeah. There's some great adventures and quests that he goes on, that's for sure.
All right. Number
4.
Muffet of Tea. So sometimes people call a cup of tea a muffet. and it's a bit weird.
In real life or just in the sketch?
Like, well, in real life, apparently.
Is it a real life thing?
Because of this, well, I don't know. I mean, I've heard of it
before. I don't think I've ever heard of it before watching Lemmy's show, but maybe I'm uncultured, I'm not sure.
I saw it and I thought it was like the Seamus, that I thought it was just like, you know, it's not called that, and that's the... This is blowing my mind that Muppet is possibly a real term. Text it on 5395 if you've ever had a Muppet a tea.
It's on Urban Dictionary, I think.
Must be on Urban Dictionary.
Well, that's trustworthy.
Yeah.
All right.
Check it out.
I'm very interested to hear what people have to say about Muppets of tea.
Yeah.
Three.
Mum's had her head kicked in.
So, I think this one's very short. I think we could probably play the audio for this if you feel like it.
Yep.
I think this is going to give an idea of how twisted you two are, that this is your number three.
Good.
Okay. Thanks, bye. That was the police. It's about Mum. She's had her head kicked in. Our mum, she's had her head kicked in. Our mum.
Sort of have to see it. You can't remember. the audio doesn't really give it justice.
I just want to add, that was all Danny. I'm throwing her under the bus on that one. I'm sorry, Danny.
No, it was me. I love that.
This one is quite funny. I've seen it a few times. Lemmy is dressed as a mum, and he's referring to himself as the mum, going in a psychotic rage about himself, and it continues to zoom in on himself, and
it's just zoom-ins that make it amazing.
He's got an array of fantastically cheap wigs in this show that are just astonishingly, like, some of the characters he manages to convey with an unbrushed wig that's definitely from, like, the $2 shop is very impressive to me.
His costume wardrobe is incredible. I mean, even his iconic jumper and jeans with the Adidas Superstars is very iconic throughout the series, but there's some great costumes nonetheless.
Alright, at three, that was Mum's Had a Head Kicked In. And here's number two.
Benny Harvey, RIP. This is a classic. Everybody knows this.
So tell us about... I mean, maybe everybody does know this, but for the purposes of radio, give us a little rundown.
So they're moshing out to like an Aha song. And
Take On Me?
No, it's like a deep cut. It's like a real metal sounding Aha song. And they're moshing away, and then that happens, and then he just cuts into
the video. Swordy forks. Green screen.
Sort of just pays a little tribute to his old mate Benny Harvey. And he goes like, "Miss you, mate.
Gone but not forgotten. Big man.
Write it on your toilet wall,
yeah.
You know,
Benny Harvey.
There you have it, folks. Number two, a beautiful tribute. I like that you've gone for just a very touching one for number two.
Mm.
Really
close to home.
Really shows the heart, the heart of the, you know, be like, you know, hospital sports known for the heart, the emotion. Stay true, young emo. Glad that you've gone, even in this comedy, serious with beauty. Yeah. Mm. R.I.P.
Benny Harvey.
Right.
That's exactly why I put it at two.
Yeah, perfect. So before we get to number one, it's plugs time. Where can people find your music? You've just put out an album. Are you playing any more gigs, etc.?
Yes, we are playing at Ding Dong this Saturday, Ding Dong Lounge this Saturday, with a band called Caridian and another band called Outside In. It's sold out, so you can't buy tickets. And we're sort of trying to book a tour. You can listen to us at hospitalsports.bandcamp.com. We just put out a new album called On We and New.
Is that a pun, by the way?
Yes.
Okay, good. There was some debate in the office.
Ennui, like What does it mean?
it's like a special French kind of like regret.
Which is very
restlessness kind of
relevant to our music.
Yeah.
So check that out.
On Spotify. Facebook.
On Spotify.
Hospital Sports. As long as you type in hospital sports, you shouldn't get too much hospital sports related activity.
Not going to be a lot of racquetball in the trauma ward.
Make sure you put in band afterwards. Just to be safe. Yeah, just make sure you do that.
Okay, sweet. Should we play your number one sketch then?
Yes.
Yes, please.
This is 3D tellies.
3D tellies, eh? You buy it, you bring it home, you plug it in. You can hardly wait to watch all that glorious... Stop, there's my neighbours at it again, stop.
Where's what, you fucking alcoholic?
Where's my bowl?
What fucking bowl?
The bowl has the fruit.
You drank it about half an hour ago, can you not remember, you fucking alcoholic?
I'm not an alcoholic.
Are you?
There it is, hell. You're drinking it. That's my bowl.
That's not your bowl. That's my bowl. You didn't even buy one. You didn't even buy one.
You're a stupid cow.
Are you calling a cow?
Go to the shop of Perry's, look, Dad, did you buy one?
I'm a bastard.
No, don't. Don't. Dad, did you buy one? No.
Right. 3D tellies, eh?
Cow.
Cow. I got it all.
Stop.
Your mother's a cow.
Who you calling a cow? Who you calling a cow? Here, do you want your bowl?
No, don't.
Do you want your bowl? Here's your bowl.
Finally. Forget it.
That was, I mean, a beautiful display of dramatic tension, I thought. It was kind of worthy of, like, Ibsen, Chekhov.
Yeah. So, Lemmy in this sketch is trying to explain his new television, 3D
TV. What's the deal with 3D TV?
Exactly. He's trying to do his job.
You buy them and then all of a sudden...
So it sounds like upstairs there's a bit of a domestic going on between a family and all of a sudden he gets bottled and gets interrupted. And
that's the
I've just lived in, this is my second flat living underneath a, like another bunch of people, and it's just very, I can relate to it.
I hope nothing like that's happened, Danny.
No, not yet.
I once had an upstairs neighbour who would strum. They would sit there on weekends. This was their like meditation. They would sit there on a Sunday. They would strum a single chord over and over, and they would go. Over and over again on Sunday mornings for hours at a time.
I love that.
And
that's
amazing. And after that, I was like, I'm never living underneath anybody ever again. But yeah, 3D TVs, very solid choice. I think it's a solid number one.
Yep.
Boys.
If people want to watch Lemmy's show, it's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, I think season one was discontinued for some reason. But season two and three are still on, and he's also got a new webcast.
Yeah, he's got a new show called Lemmy's Homemade Show, I think.
Lemmy's Tales or something.
And he does these like story time things on Twitch.
You can probably, because there's like four seasons, right? You can probably track them down somewhere. Nudge, wink, wink. Don't do anything illegal. wonderful. So you have chosen... a fittingly hilarious and jocular song to play us out with. Would you introduce this song?
This is a Scottish artist called Phoebe Bridges with a song called Graceland 2. It's from a very good new album called Punisher. Check it out.
Fantastic. Here we go.
She's not Scottish.
A satisfying and justified ranking of that thing. The 95 BFM Small Top 10.